question tomorrow, you have to take a lulav and esrig, and the person knows now he's doubtful whether he's going to do it or not. So he wants to make a shvu, and now he swears that he's going to do it tomorrow. So how do we know that this swearing, this shvu, is chal? Shenema, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Shenema, the pasuk says in Tehillim, that Dovra Melech said, Nishbati, like I made a shvua, V'yai kaima, and I'll kaim it. Lishma mishpatei tekecha. To watch the mishpatei tekecha, mash mivanam mitzvahs, Dovra Melech also made a shvua. On this, the Gemara asks the question, V'haloi mushva v'yoy med mehasinayu. That we have a shvua, in other words, we have an obligation, we have a chiyah to do mitzvahs. And usually the klal is, ein shvua chalal shvua. Something that you have a chiyah to do already, you can't make a shvua upon it. So here, it's mashma, the shvua is chal completely. So lachor is no, when you mushva v'yoy med mehasinayu, the shvua can't be chal. And the Ran speaks out that even if you want to say this klal, like a mushba b'yomid, since you have an obligation to do it already, another shua can't be chal. If you want to say, maybe that's only for the inyan of a chiv shua, that if you over the shua, you have to bring a korban. And that would dash him psukim, lahorah, lahaytiv, that's all sujan gemorah and shuas. But maybe just for the inyan of bal yachal, to say you'll be over the words that you said, maybe the shua is chal. So now the question is, though, if so, so what's the chiddush over here? What do we need a posuk for? Nishbat of yakaimah. Stamta said that the shvu is chal anyway for bal yachal pshitu is chal. So then the question is, like, what do we need this pasuk for? And this the Gemara answers, Elohu kamashmalon. The chiddush from this pasuk and the chiddush of Gidlo Merav is, yeah. All right, turn up. So the chiddush of Gidlo Merav over here is, like the Gemara says, Elohu kamashmalon, tishore leli inish lizruze nafshei. The person is allowed to and should be mizarz himself. Means give himself a little push to do the mitzvahs. If you see you're going to have a doubt whether you do the mitzvah tomorrow, be mizarez yourself, give yourself a push, by making a shvu now you swear that you're going to do it. So tomorrow you're not going to like not do the mitzvah, because you know you're going to be over your shvua. So even though there's only a bal yachav with the shvua, still it's going to help you to do it. So Parshas Gemara is saying it's a good thing to do. And the Mais Laloch, it's also brought down like this in Yerodeya, that if somebody sees he's misrachal, like it's hard for him to do mitzvahs, so therefore there's a mitzvah for him to mizaraz himself. There's a mitzvah then, liyishova b'linda k'dei lazaraz atzmai. So chur, this is a good thing. If somebody sees he's a little bit lazy, he can't come to shir, it's hard for him to come to shir, he should make his shvua, as if to say that he makes a shvua, he will come to shir. That will make it easier for him to come. Herbal Amaisa, some Akronim say, even Bizman is there, maybe there's also not Kedai to do, because we're not so sure we'll be Mekhaim it. But call upon him, Medin in the Gemara, it's a good thing to do, to Mazarot, you still to do mitzvahs. This is the first din of Gidlo Merav. That even though it could be the Nether is not Chal, according to the Ran, it's not Chal Lagamri, there is a Bayachado, according to other Rishonim, it's Mashmah, the Nether is not Chal at all, but call upon him, there is an Inyan to Mazarot yourself to do this, to push yourself to come and do mitzvahs. And the Gemara says a second Gemara. The Yamarav Gidul Amarav. Rav Gidul Amarav also said that Ha'imir, somebody says, Ashkeim v'yeshna perik zeh. I'm going to get up and I'm going to learn this perik. Eshna mesechta zu. I'm going to get up tomorrow and in one day I'm going to learn the whole mesechta. It's a molaget sign that they used to learn the whole mesechta at one time. So he says, Yishno nede godol nodel l'kei Yisrael. He made a tremendous neder. So here the Chur Loshen is Mashma, the neder is Chal, it's a good neder. Even though it's not a Loshen of a neder here, it's a Loshen of a Shvua, the Ran says, Lav Davka neder. It means to say it's a good Shvua, it made a good promise here. So here the Gemara is Mashma, the promise is Chal, 100%. So this the Gemara asks, why? V'aloi Mushva v'yoyme tu. A person has a Chiv to learn Torah. Yom a Chiv to learn Torah. So if so, the Shvua shouldn't be Chal. And the Chal is, v'yayin Shvua, Chal al Shvua. Something that you have an obligation to do, you have a chiyuv to do, you can't make a shvu upon it. A shvu is only on the Tavar Rishus. If you want to, yes, no, no, you can make a shvu, you'll do it. But something that you have a chiyuv to do, a second shvu is not chal, like any sechal alissa. We'll see a whole sugi about it later on. So then how come over here you're telling me now that the shvu is chal? So what do you want to tell me, my kamashman, what do you want to tell me over here? The afilu zeruze v'yalma. That not that the shvu is really chal, but just that it's a good thing to do, to give yourself a push to go and learn. For the Gemara of So, Hainot Rav Gidl Kamaisa, then this is the same aloha as the first thing of Rav Gidl. Why do we have to have a second aloha then? That somebody says, I'll learn today the whole perek, That's called a good shvuah. So Mar says, no, hoka mashmalon. Here the chiddush is that the shvuah is chal 100%. Why? So, because the Mar says, kivon di boy potanafshe, the kriya shema, shachris v'yarvis, since after the ikka chiyav to learn Torah. It would be enough just to say kriya shema in the morning, and to say kriya shema at night. With that alone, you're mekayim the mitzvah of limudat Torah by day and by night. So now when you say that you're going to learn the whole day tomorrow to finish your whole masechta, for that you have no obligation to do it. So therefore, mishum hochi chal shvuah lei. Therefore here, the shvuah is chal mediraisa, a complete shvuah. It's not called mushva v'yoymitu. So the Ram says, like, don't learn out from this gemara that there's no chiyuv to learn Torah the whole day. The Ram says, no, that avada mediraisa, a person has a chiyuv to learn Torah, tomid, yoym v'layla. He says, kefi koichai. Depends how much strength you have. The Yarmina Paparakam of the Gedushin and the Gemara. Gedushin says, Tatana Rabbonin. For Shinantam, the Postik says, Shiyodivrei Torah Nechudodim Beficho. That you have the Torah clear in your mouth. Shim Yisholcho Adam Dov Vashlatagamgen. Vitoimeloi. If somebody asks you a question, you have to be able to answer it right away. Now to do that, it's not enough just to say Krishma in the morning and at night. So the Ram learns Avad that there is a Chiyiv Midiraisa to learn Torah the whole day and the whole night. As much Kayach as you have. So what's Pshat now with Gemara then? Why do we say the Shvu is Chal over here? If you have the obligation? So the Ram says, his Chiddush, that Mushva V'Yemid is only something that says clearly in the Torah. A mitzvah that says clearly, you can't make a Shvu upon it. But something that we only learn out from a Drosha, that's not called clearly, that the second Shvu could be Chal on. That's the Ram's Chiddush. That's what he says over here also. That the Ikechiyah of Liman HaTorah, what it says clearly, that's the saying, you could be Yitzah by saying Krishma in the morning and at night. But that we learn out that you're supposed to learn Torah the whole day, that's from a Drosha, Rishinamtam, Shidivatam, Rechudazam, Rechichom, so on that the Shvuah could be Chal. On that there's no Klal of Ein Shvuah, Chalal Shvuah. Now, with this lesson here that the Gemara says, I'm a Yudla Marav, Oimer, Ashken v'yeshna perek zeh, somebody says, I'm going to get up and learn this perek. So it's a shayla of this lashon itself is like a lashon neder or lashon shvua. But it just means that he have to go ahead and make a shvua himself also. In your day is brought down that if somebody says this lashon of Ashken, I'll get up, v'yeshna perek zeh, and I'll learn. And then he sees he's not going to be able to do it. It's a mitzvah upon him to make a shvua. So Mashmi still has to make a shvua yet. But before Hashem said, no, it's lav dafka. Even with this lashon, just the fact you say you're going to do a mitzvah, that alone is the chiyuv for you to do the mitzvah. It's called lashon like a shvuah. And even though he didn't end off with a lashon of saying kishvuah, so some of the Ritva brings down from here at Saraya that by mitzvahs we say yesh yad le mitzvah. It brings down such what some Rishonim say from this Gemara at Saraya, you should say yesh yad le tzedakah. It's like Leviv, you just said oimer ashken v'yeshna perik zu. You did not end off to say it should be a shvu upon you. But this is a yad, it's the beginning of a lashon. So from the beginning of a lashon, it's considered as if you made a shvu to do the mitzvah. The Ritva brings down another pshat in the Gemara. That's the Gemara also says, that he boy put the nafshay, b'kriyash mashachs b'yarvis. The question the Ran asks is that we know there's a chiyuv to learn Torah as much as you could, not just to say Krishna in the morning and at night. So he says the Gemara means to say a little bit different. The Gemara's Torah is like this. That true, even if you want to say there's a chiyuv to learn Torah the whole day and the whole night, as much as you do, then about you have a right to stop the Sarah Panasa. But when you get finished doing your Panasa, right away you have to go back to learn Torah. But HaKoponim, it doesn't say the chiyuv exactly what you have to learn. Anything you learn is good. Here a person makes a shvui, but Davka wants to learn this perek. You have no chiyuv today to learn this perek or to learn this Masechta. Today you're going to learn Masechta Nedarim. You have no chiyuv to learn Masechta Nedarim today. So therefore, to learn what you want to learn, that you're not mushva v'yayim etzvastigmoros teretz. Iboy potanavshu means if you want, you could learn something else. You don't badavka have to learn this perek. So the fact that you're picking this perek or this masechta, that is no chiyuv on you beforehand. Therefore, the ned, the shvua is chal. The Gemara says, Omarav gidl omarav. Hoi melechaveru. Somebody says to his friend, Nashkema, let's get up. V'nishne perek zeh, let's learn this perek. So the locher is all of lahashkin. The person the next day has to get up in the morning. So here the Ram speaks out clearly, the chur is like the Gemara we had before, that you have a chiv upon yourself now to do it. So Ram says, all of lahashkin means mistavrali tochikomar. Kivun shoma nashkim, since the person said, let's get up, hare kibul olav, he accepted upon himself, He should get up very early. The same way he wants to do it right now. For Tarti Kumashpun is teaching us two chidushim over here. Chod, the one is to be kabbalah bi'al molad var mitzvah mahanya. The fact you accept upon yourself to do a mitzvah, that's also a lashon of like a shvua, that you have to do it. To mahayder minun hochol ahiskol a nedav l'shvua, he didn't mention a word of a nedav or shvua over here. V'yafiluach, even so, b'dibur bi'al masagya, with his lashon alone, his dibur alone, it's enough. Whereas this yad is enough. Dumya demadir minun debekabola b'luchud mahani l'tzdoka, k'yasei b'fichas u'tzdoka. Just like if somebody says, I'm going to give this money for tzedakah. Even though you didn't say a nedi, you didn't say a shvua, with your kabbalah, the fact you accept upon yourself to do it, it's chalachiv upon you to do it. So Ran says, v'hu adin l'chol dvar mitzvah. For any type of a mitzvah, any time a person says he's going to do a mitzvah, he has a chiv to do it. The chiddush is not just time to do the mitzvah, but you have to do it the way you said you do it. You said you're going to get up early, you have to get up early and do it. Shenema, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel like this that said, Va'yoymer elai, kum tzei el abiko, v'shom adaber oisoch, v'okum v'ei tzei el abiko, v'inei shom kvod Hashem. Oymeid, so you see that HaKadosh Baruch himself also got up there early. So you learn out from here also, we also have to do this. So it's a chiddush that any time you say, any time a person says he will do a mitzvah, or it says he will give tzedakah, it lies like a neder, like a shvua, and the person has to do it. He has a chiyuv to do it. Now the Ritva speaks out of chiddush here, that not only the one that said it, but even the other person, there was one said to his friend, come, let's get up early tomorrow and learn. Even though the second person didn't say anything, he just kept quiet, Peshtika, the fact he kept quiet is also like he was makabli accepted upon himself. So mashma b'kabbalah b'leiv, if you accept it upon yourself in your heart, it's also called a kabbalah. And the other person also has a chiv to get up to do this mitzvah also. Then the Gemara says, Vaita. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Nidui b'chaloim, if somebody dreamt in his dream that somebody put him into Nidui, the locherit sorach yud b'nei yodim lahateloi. He asked to have 10 people to be matter to take off this Nidui. Now the Ran says, because we're afraid maybe it's a strong Nidui, that by the person that gave it to you in the dream is like a shliach from Hashem. So you have to be very careful to have 10 people, that the Shechin is with 10 people, they could be matter this Nidui. And the Gemara says, V'udetoni Yilchus, so you have to have 10 people that know how to learn Halacha, know how to learn Gemara. Avo Masnui, V'loi Toni Loi, if the Dikoni learn Mishnah, it's not learn Gemara, it's no good. V'leka Detoni Yilchus, let's say you can't find people that learn Gemara. Afilu Masni, and not even people, Afilu Masni B'loi Toni. Then it's enough to have people just learn Mishnayis, even though they don't learn Gemara. V'leka, let's say you can't even find 10 people that learn Mishnayis, so then such a person that had a dream, and was put into Nidu in his dream, Leizel V'leisev HaPashas Rochem, he has to go out and sit on the highway. V'yoyir Shalom, and let him give Shalom Aleichem to people. L'veyud Adamik V'lei Asor with the Gemara Yilgasa. Until he meets up with 10 people that know how to learn Gemara, and then they'll be matter his Nidui for him. Omle Ravina Ravashi. Ravina asked Ravashi, what's going to be Yoda Man Shamte Meho? Let's say in your dream, you dreamt that Chaim Yanko put you into Nidui, and you know the person that put you into Nidui. Is Mal the Lishrelei? Now can you go to this person, Chaim Yanko, and tell them to be matter the Nidui? Omle, he said back to him, no, you can't do this. Because Lisham Tuha Shav Yishliach. Since you dreamt this in your dream, you have to be afraid it's like a mixtas nevuah, like Hashem appointed him a shliach to put you into Nidui. But lemishri le'lashav yishliach, but maybe Hashem did not appoint him to be matter the Nidui. Therefore you need 10 people, the shchinas with them, that they could be matter to take off this Nidui. Omalei Ravach l'Rabashi, or to Ravach, he has a question to Ravashi. Shamtiyo v'shorilei b'chal mamai. Let's say in the dream you had, you dreamt both things, that first the person put you into Nidui, and you also dreamt that the person took away the Nidui. My, is that enough to say as if, like, whatever was put on was taken off, so you don't have to worry about it? Omalei, he said back, no, still you have to worry about it. Because, kishem she'yev shelabar, b'loi tevin, the same way when you buy, like, wheat. When you buy bar tfuah, there's always some tevin, there's always some straw mixed up into it. It's kach, the same way, he'yev shelachaloyim b'loi dvor b'talim. Any dream you have, there's always some nonsense in it. There's always some dvorim b'talim. So So you have to be afraid that maybe the fact he put you into Nidui, that was an ikar part of the Chaloyim. That was like a Ksas Nevuah, like a Shliach from Hashem, that he's putting you into Nidui. You have this curse upon yourself. Then that you dreamt, that the person took away the Nidui, maybe that was only nonsense. That was not part of the ikar dream. So therefore you have to be afraid that you still have the Nidui, and therefore you still have to have 10 people to go and to be matarit for you. Alright, we'll stop here.